Welcome to Quickies.
Happiness is just around the corner, considering it's Friday, and In.com's Quickies is only going to make it happier. My name is Arjun, and I have some great updates for you today. So, shall we? For months now, speculations regarding Arjun Kapoor and Malaika Arora dating have been one of the top headline. And only a few weeks ago, that was put to a rest by Arjun himself when he confirmed the news. However, they are making the rounds online yet again, and this one is a biggie. Because based on Arjun Kapoor's Instagram story, it looks like he is all set to get down on one knee and ask Malaika the magical question. And I like how he kind of dropped the hint, because it was super implicit and it's highly possible that people who weren't paying attention could have easily missed it. But fortunately, the talented In.com staff did their research and they did it well. The picture was of him standing outside a Cartier store and the caption read, "Where to shop next?" The word "next" is definitely the operative word here, because if you're still wondering, then Cartier is a place where you get some extremely beautiful and breathtaking engagement and wedding rings. So, is Arjun going to propose to Malaika? My bet is on yes, much like Malaika's answer. But stay tuned, because when it happens, In.com will make sure you know all about it. While Virat Kohli is busy leading the men in blue and dominating the ongoing Cricket World Cup, his better half is also close to him geographically, going all hashtag Wanderlust. After completing an extensive two-day shoot in Brussels, Anushka Sharma is currently in London attending pottery classes, and based on the picture, looks like she's doing a pretty impressive job. According to one of In.com's source, no one knows that she has also enrolled herself in a pottery class in London and attends classes daily. Every talented artist constantly looks to better themselves by picking up new skills that teach them valuable lessons, and Anushka, who is set to start her next film in which she is expected to play a cop, wants to do just that. But before she gets into the cop avatar, as of now, she seems to be having a great time, going by some of the pictures she recently shared on her Instagram. In fact, one of them, she was seen taking the famous London Tube ride and just glowing through the sheer happiness on her face. Nevertheless, looks like she's going to be even more happier in a day or two when she joins the Indian skipper and her husband Virat Kohli. Thanks to our source, we also found out that BCCI has mandated that wives of cricketers only spend 15 days with their partners during the World Cup, and this couple have no intentions for breaking that rule. So, it's safe to assume that Anushka is going to be in the stadium supporting Team India when they play the World Cup final, which I'm desperately hoping that they do. Actually, you know what, while I'm at it, I'm just gonna hope that they lift the World Cup trophy on 14th July. Do you remember the 2015 film Piku? Wasn't it just out of the box and pleasant? Well, looks like after 4 years, director Shujit Sarkar and Amitabh Bachchan have reunited for a new project called Gulabo Sitabo, which is currently being filmed in Lucknow. And Amitabh's character looks quite familiar to his 102 Not Out avatar. A couple of pictures from the set surfaced online and they are rather interesting. One of them has got Amitabh, a bunch of kids and 3 goats in the middle of an old house. And in another one, he was seen in character crossing the road, probably filming an exterior shot. Nevertheless, all these pictures definitely look eccentric, but it kind of makes sense in regard with an earlier interview of Shujit where he talks about the plot. He said, "In the story, which borrows its title from their name, Sitabo is the worn-out, overworked wife of a man, while Gulabo is his enticing mistress. It is peppered with local humor and songs that depict the nuances of daily life." So yeah, looks like this is yet again going to be another out-of-the-box film which draws a lot of cultural references. It's also going to be exciting for the fact that Ayushmann Khurrana will be playing a key role in the film, and this is the first time he will be sharing the screen with Big B. A lot to look forward to indeed, because apart from Gulabo Sitabo, Shujit is simultaneously working on Udham Singh, which has Vicky Kaushal playing the lead. While Mr. Bachchan, before beginning this project, wrapped the shoot of Chehre, which is a crime thriller and co-stars Imran Hashmi. And lastly, while all of these films are in different stages of productions, Ayushmann Khurrana's latest film Article 15 released today and has already seemed to impress the critics. Anyway, you can find all the pictures and much more on In.com. Are you a comic book collector by any chance? Because Twinkle Khanna might be looking for you. Yeah, she's got a collection which will without a doubt make every comic book fan swoon. If you're wondering how she got them, it's because of her uncle who years ago ever so kindly passed on his collection to Twinkle on her birthday. And it's not like a one-sided collection, alright? It's got comics from both Marvel and DC Universe, such as Moon Knight, Captain America, Superman, Batman, and believe it or not, even the Teen Titans. Just this morning, she tweeted about them and her fans were all over the place. While some expressed interest in buying them, quite a few suggested that she should donate it to economically backward children and libraries. One fan suggested that she can either sell them on eBay or keep them for their value, and she responded by saying that it actually belongs to her aunt and she might grab a few since she's got 8 trunks of comics. My head is spinning just thinking about it. But looks like Twinkle Khanna's interest in books is very real, which also explains her career as an author. Oh, and did you know that she was the highest selling female author in 2018? Yeah, Twinkle Twinkle Ain't a Little Star. There's some serious tension going on between the political parties and their supporters in the United States, and the latest person to be caught in the crossfire was one of President Donald Trump's son, Eric Trump. It happened when Eric visited the Trump Hotel in Chicago, specifically when he was in the restaurant and cocktail bar called the Aviary. An employee spat on his face, which was followed by Eric Trump criticizing the Democratic Party. In a statement to Breitbart News, he said that for a party that preached tolerance, they were stooping to such levels of behaving uncivilized. He also said that this only goes to show the desperation of a losing party. And according to a statement given by the Aviary, they claimed to having not particularly noticed the incident but would not tolerate such a thing, which is why the employee who did it has been put on leave by the HR department until further questioning leading to a suitable action. This whole mess has significantly damaged the restaurant's reputation and has turned it into a target of hate on social media. But that's not it, because they have also been threatened by people in terms of their business, their employees, and also posting fake reviews online. On one hand, people are hating on the restaurant based on the actions of one employee, but at the same time, there are people who are praising the employee's misbehavior. So, the Aviary has taken a neutral stand for now, condemning both sides. But all said and done, this is nothing out of the ordinary during the Trump administration, considering last year their press secretary, Sarah Sanders, was asked to leave a restaurant. And looks like it's only going to get worse as the next presidential elections of the US get closer, which are to be held in November next year. You know, all this just makes me wonder if Donald really gives a duck. And that brings me to the end of today's podcast. My name is Arjun. Have a great weekend. Until next time, stay awesome.
The Quickies on in.com.